what to do with you. Disgusting. Really don't like the way you look. Fat, unattractive. Suppose you'll do for now until I find something better. Stupid bitch. Do you want me to touch you? Because that's not happening. I mean, look at you. I don't want to risk getting sick touching something that nasty. I don't know. You touch yourself. Yeah. You touch yourself. Touch your cunt. I know you want to anyway. Disgusting creature. I know it's enough for you to just sit there on the ground touching your stupid cunt and having me look at you. Knowing that you're serving some kind of purpose, however useless it is. I mean, I might as well have you out on the fucking street picking up rocks. That's how little you mean to me. But you're here. Might as well make some use out of you. I want you to fuck your cunt. I want you to shove at least 2 fingers inside your cunt. Or however many more you can fit until you're stretched. And I want you to fuck yourself hard. Because that's what you deserve. Yeah. You deserve to be used for everybody's amusement. And no one cares if it hurts. It should hurt. It should stretch you to the point of it being too much. That's where I want it. I want you to fuck your tight, or however fucking loose, I don't really know. Because I'm never going to touch your cunt. I'm never going to fuck your cunt. I'm never, ever going to fuck your pussy. Only place I'm ever fucking is up your ass. It's the only where you've ever deserved to be fucked. No, the only one who ever actually is going to get fucked in their cunt is the person I choose to breed. And that's not you. You're too disgusting, too ugly, too stupid. No. You're not breeding material. You're trash. You're nothing. You're worthless. Can't even really train you properly. So the only thing you can actually do is doing rudimentary tasks. I mean, I suppose you are good enough to be punished, to be hurt, to be an object that I can punch and smash any way I want to, using whatever I want to, because it'll make you happy, knowing that however miserable your existence is, you're serving some kind of purpose. You're fulfilling someone else because you don't have aspirations. You don't want to be anywhere in your life. You just want to be a stupid whore, a stupid piece of meat that I can put my cock in and dump my load and hit. I get to hit you as much as I want. Get to punch your stupid face, your disgusting tits, your ass. Get to cane you as hard as I want to. I mean, look at you. It doesn't matter what I do to you. You'll never be better. It's really pathetic. It's not like you haven't had the chance, you know? You've had every chance in your life to become someone, to aspire to be more than what you are now, but you're just trash. You're worth absolutely nothing to me or to anyone else. So you get to serve. You get to be a bottom tier slave that no one really cares about. I could sell you off like cattle if that's what I wanted to, rent you out to someone who would fuck you, abuse you in ways I'm not even sure I can imagine, even though I've thought of many, many really fucked up things that I am going to do to you. I mean, first of all, we're going to have you branded. That's a given. I mean, your body doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me, so you should bear a permanent marker of some sort. Also going to have to tattoo you, of course. I have to make sure that everybody that gets to see your disgusting naked body knows just how much of a fucking whore you are and that you belong to me. Obviously, we're going to need for your nipples to be pierced. The way they'll hurt more when I do whatever the fuck I want to them. You're going to have many rules to follow, and any failure to comply to what I need from you is going to result in swift and very harsh punishment. I don't care if you understand. Stop nodding. Just touch your cunt. Just fucking come. 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 Can you come on command? Can you do that? Can you actually do that? Useless. You don't even sound good when you're coming. Need to shave my beard. You get to sleep on the ground like an animal because, well, you are an animal. Can no longer see you as a human being, so that is the level you're at. You don't get to speak your mind. You, in fact, never get to speak unless I want you to. You'll have rituals you're expected to do every morning. You have tasks that I expect you will complete during the day. It's not like you're gonna do any work outside the house because you're too stupid to have a job. Obviously, you're never, ever, ever allowed to wear clothes in the house unless, of course, you're on your period. Then you're allowed to wear a pair of panties. You will be given a blanket that you can put on while you're in bed. You're not allowed to wear it during the day. That's the gist of it. I'll have to get you a collar at some point, but first of all, you'll have to prove to me that you're actually worth having around. I mean, knowing what I know about you, I'm sure you'll disappoint me in ways I can't even think of right now, but hopefully you're not gonna be so useless that you can't even be kept around. That would really, really annoy me if I waste my time on someone stupid like you. So hopefully you have a at least medium level of intelligence somewhere beyond that stupid look on your face. Go ahead, you can come again. And if for whatever reason you can't come, I don't care. I don't care about you. You have no bearing on my life. You're a useless object. So go do your tasks. I'm sure one of the other slaves will fill you in. Off you go.